handle the truth.
I'm dying. I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 4th. It's a Monday, 2024. Well, again, I always have to question myself when I think about the times and dates and all that good stuff. Because remember, we only brought in time zones because of the railroad. Yeah, but who knows that? Why do I keep complaining about the time? Well, it's because it's used against us, manipulated, and everything else is set to it. So as long as we continue to go down the same track of abuse, might as well know why you're being abused, don't you think? I mean, this is what we're up against. Anyway, all right, guys, thank you so much for being here. It is a Monday. That doesn't mean anything. Monday's just a Monday. Because remember, yesterday was actually the beginning of the week. But then, does the Seventh-day Adventists, that they actually have it right? Are they the ones that actually have got the whole calendar thing right to when they're supposed to be able to worship according to the Bible? I don't know. I'd have to ask them, and I don't know that many of them. I could ask them, say, hey, are you guys the only ones getting to heaven? So anyway, this is the world we live in where we continue to see that we have a problem with our own calendar. We're seeing the fallacies of the leadership around us, and this is what we're going to be up against consistently over and over again. Now, I will tell you that there was something that happened really major today, and everybody's so excited. I'm so excited, Jimmy. It's so exciting. Woo-wee. It's going to be great. Hey, John Kennedy, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Waiting on the old pooter to load up here. For some reason, we're not getting it loaded up. I don't know why this isn't loading up on this side. I need to ask a technical expert. Edward, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you being here, buddy. Anyway... There was an announcement today that went out, and everybody was caught a little off guard in some ways because they're like, oh my goodness, the Supreme Court said that you can't just tell somebody they can't be on there because you don't like them. Well, that's true. And my problem is that we continue to see a problem where people are actually flipping out about this. Because again, as long as the decisions that are made are the ones that align with them, then they're spectacular. Like, oh, thank you. But remember, the Supreme Court took away the ability for women to actually make any medical decisions about their body. Remember, that happened when they repealed Roe versus Wade. A woman no longer has the ability to make decisions for her own body. That you can't get your blood pressure taken unless you get a man's permission. You can't have babies unless you get a man's permission. You can't get heart surgery unless you have a man's. You can't even get prescription glasses. This is a man's world, and as long as you understand that men are the only ones that make decisions in this whole thing, you know, when you start getting onto that, that's when you're going to figure this whole thing out. So that's just to let you know that when Roe versus Wade was repealed, women can no longer make medical decisions for their body, but we can still tell you to put that government chemical in your arm. Don't worry about that. By the way, the CDC has decided that just take care of your COVID like it's the flu. Have we heard that here before? Have we all talked about that on the show before? I mean, it seems very familiar. There seems to be a very familiar tone to the flu and COVID. Like the PCR tests were spun up to give people positive, negative positives, positive, false positives. You know, you're going to have to work right through this a little bit. If I remember right, there was a show, some guy talking about it. I don't know. He had long hair, started his show back in March of 2020. Ooh. Oh, it's coming up on my anniversary. What are you guys going to get me for my 4 year? This is my fourth year doing the Daily Update. Not the Jim Price Show, but the Daily Update started. And let's go back to where we once were. Here. It's coming up on, looks like March 9th will be the first Jim Price Show. And I could go back and verify that again. So this Saturday is going to be my anniversary. And if things go well, I should be in Atlanta at an event there. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, John Kay says, we know the COVID is the flu. It's conveniently disappeared in 2020, but it was actually the flu, not COVID. Well, John, you're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's crazy. I'm really floored how easily we've forgotten, though. How we forgot about East Palestine. How we forgot about the Miami school shooter. How we forgot about the Nashville school shooter. How about the Walmart school shooter in El Paso? How about the guy who was sending bombs to Nancy Pelosi and George Soros and Hillary Clinton back in 2018? How about when we all shut the world down and said, now we all got to stay home because this fart in the wind is going to kill us all. This big imaginary fart in the wind is like, ugh. And we all walked around because we didn't want to dare cough in public, because if you do that, then by God, you're sick. You need a quarantine. Put a mask on. When I still see people who feel ill today, which it's mostly usually a fungus that's inside of their nasal passages, and they call it allergies or an illness. When I see people wearing masks today, it's like, guys, you know that doesn't do anybody any good. It really doesn't. It doesn't. And by the way, it's going back to all this, it's fluid exchange, right? You keep your booger hook out of your buddy's nose, and you keep your buddy's booger hook out of your nose, and you'll be just fine. That's how that works. But again, we can't have that conversation. Why? Well, because, you know, follow the science, guys. If you just would follow the science, you would know all this stuff. It wouldn't be a big mystery to you, and I wouldn't have to over-explain it to you. Edward says, happy anniversary, good sir. Well, thank you for that, partner. I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, this Saturday is the old 4 years. Now, I started out a long time before that on the radio. And, you know, it was going real well. And I continued on the radio for quite a while after I even started the Daily Update. But then it just seemed like I was doing just as much good during the week as in the Saturday evening show. So it was like, at that time, I was a guest host on another show. In 2021, I was a guest host on another show 3 nights a week, I think it was. I was on the air 6 days a week. I was on doing an hour each day, then 2 hours on Saturday, and then I was doing some other stuff. I was literally probably putting in 30, 40 hours a week just in live content, and that's a lot for anybody's brain. It really is. I've slowed a lot of that down now, but man, I tell you what, there was a point there where I was meeting myself, coming and going. I had so much going on, and I'm glad I've been able to pull that back. Carrie Heiserman says, happy birthday to Lindsay today. Well, happy birthday, Lindsay, today. That's a weird last name, today. That's your last name, Lindsay? No, I'm just kidding you. Lindsay's birthday is today, looks like. So she is the big 2-7. Looks like, I mean, she's 27 years old, maybe. I don't know. Could be. Possibly. But anyway, this is a time where we heard today that the President Trump is going to be allowed. Get this. See, words have meanings, guys. They do. This is where you guys have got to pay attention to what they're saying. And I know this takes effort, but the problem is this is how they do it. President Trump is allowed on the ballots in Colorado and Maine and where Massachusetts or New Hampshire, whatever it was. allowed. He's allowed. Here's the problem with this whole thing, guys. The fact that the people who actually run the elections and call the elections the most secure, by the way, that was another thing that was brought up 1,000 times a day. Oh, the most secure election on earth. And what if we have another most secure election on earth and they're going to be Trump deniers and election deniers and they're going to stop the steal even harder 2.0. And I'm getting ahead of my story a little bit here, but I'm interjecting. But the problem is that there is a big, big problem with everything that you see in this situation. But to say that Trump was allowed, he was allowed to be on Colorado's ballot, how much you want to bet dimes of donuts he doesn't make it on the ballot? How much you want to bet there's a snafu-y? How much you want to bet and say, oh, well, we already printed the ballots. You're going to have to manually put his name in for every single vote. And then we'll have to go back and manually count those. So there'll be no Trump votes available on election night until the tabulation has occurred on write-in votes. How much you want to bet that's going to happen? How much you want to bet that's going to happen? See, this is the problem, folks. When you start doing this, when you start going down this path, there is no path back. And when you go down this path, you have to have the absolute, absolute victory. You have to go and go and go, and you have to run it out until there's just there's no string left. But I will give you something here. There's a lot of... Yeah, Edward says that. Holy guacamole, amigo. That's a lot of prep and airtime. Oh, yeah, it was. I was on the air sometimes and doing shows until 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning because there were different time zones and stuff like that. So that was the whole thing. So going back to the Supreme Court thing. Now, there's a punchline. I guess it ties into today's title, Kamala is going to be a big part of this whole thing going forward, and I want you guys to pay attention to this. Well, anyway, going back, I think they're going to see that they're going to try to play the cards to say, well, Trump, well, we misprinted. Oh, sorry, we put Nikki Haley in there. Oh, sorry. Sorry, bro. We didn't realize, you know, but we had already printed because we have to order these ballots months and months and months and months and months and months and months ahead of time. Just like the ones they print the night or the day of the election, like they did in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and other places. What I'm pointing out to you is that I want you guys to see the obvious here. The obvious that these people are going to stop at nothing. Including the fact that there are like three or four other Supreme Court cases that actually have to do with Trump. And there's going to be partial victories, there's going to be partial losses, and I get all that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not happy that the Supreme Court had to make this decision, because what it does is it puts us back in the Federalist model, you idiots. Stop doing dumb crap at the state level so that we don't have to ask Uncle Sam to do anything for us. Stop. We're trying to get our individual state rights back. Stop going to the federal well. Quit taking their money. Individual states have their own election systems, own election processes, and in those election processes, that is absolutely where the states maintain control of their opinion who runs the country. But when you can see that they can't get that right, and you see how broken that system is, you can see that you're allowing bureaucracy to be able to go in there and do their best, that is a failed constitutional republic. Now, if the people don't want to vote for Trump or Mickey Mouse. By the way, guys, Mickey Mouse gets like gets about 1 million votes every single election. Mickey Mouse does. for president. Mickey Mouse makes president about every single election. He gets about 1 million votes. It's just a thing. So you don't think people have the ability to write in what they think they want? So what happens? What happens when we decide that we want to write in somebody else that maybe not even on there at all? What if we want to put in there Vladimir Putin? Are you going to tell me that I can't vote for Vladimir Putin if I want to write him in? It's my vote. I do with it as I will. Well, that means you're a Nazi, Jimmy. Okay. Then why did Vladimir Putin tell the world that he's fighting the Nazis in Ukraine? Do you see what I'm saying here? Why is it that Putin made it a point to go back literally, 1,000 years in his history to Tucker Carlson? Why did he go back through all that? Why did he go back and rehash all the things that had happened in their history? Why did he do that? Because it was necessary to make sure that you understand how the Nazis were actually never defeated, and they just went underground and they were installed inside the American government. He didn't say that part. I put that part in there. Look up Project Paperclip, guys. If you think that we won the First World War, kind of look at the terms of agreement. Look at the terms of the contract. Figure that one out. See, my problem is that I continue to point out to you guys that there are things in our history that don't make any sense, like the blimps. Blimps used to have literally like hot tubs and sleeping quarters and airlifts, like where the airplane would land inside the blimp and then take off from the blimp. Do you guys not know about blimp history and what actually happened? The Hindenburg was just a big fallacy that got a newsreel and they put it on all the movie theaters across the country and everybody thought blimps were horrible. When in reality, blimps were flying all around the world and never stopping. Guys, we had free energy. We didn't need to pay for it. And so here we are, paying for things that we knew were ours to begin with. When we feel crappy about paying for electricity, when we feel crappy about paying for petroleum or natural gas or any of this stuff or water, it's because you should. We've built a prison system on this prison planet that's actually doubling down on stupid. And then we all run around going, why can't I just get out from underneath all this? When a third or a half of your check is just to survive. And then the other part's trying to pay for the house and the truck or the car you've got. And maybe there's a little bit left at the end of the month where you can go out and do something on your own. But we can't have that conversation, can we? Hey, Rebecca Wells, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I just love how Facebook is still the suckiest system on earth. So as you go through this whole idea of where we all kind of came from and how we got here, it really ties into how we feel about our world right now. Because there's a lot of stuff that we know that it's all screwed up. It's not factual. Even when you look at the canonized Bible, when you look at all the touches that have been occurred since the canonizing of the Bible, where they supposedly put everything together and interpreted it and put it into one book. But they also left hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books out of their original accounts. So my problem is that we go around and we look at our lives and we wonder why we don't feel good about things. It's because you shouldn't feel good about them. So the Supreme Court today comes out and says unanimously, by the way, guys, listen, how many times do you really get a true unanimous out of the courts? Now, my problem is that the courts are supposed to be absolutely unbiased by political sways or wars or rumor of wars or money or influence whatsoever. Now, the first thing that's been coming out lately is that we're going to discount this election, or I'm sorry, this decision, because the only black gentleman on the Supreme Court is also a Republican and lives in a prevost 3 to 4 months out of the year as he tours the South, and he's actually a very big RVer, loves to be on the road with his wife. But because he has received gifts, he has received donations, he has received things just like everyone else, including Uncle Joe and Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, who allowed for Panera Bread to sidestep the minimum wage increase because Gavin Newsom and the Panera Bread guy just happen to be friends. I mean, again, there's, and by the way, don't eat Panera Bread. There's some of the highest level of chemicals in Panera that of any of the fast food joints out there. I don't know if people knew that or not, but Panera is very toxic. Used to eat that stuff all the time. Love their cheddar broccoli. By the way, broccoli, you can eat broccoli because it's a flower, guys. When I talk about only eating things with seeds and only things that are meat, the reason you can eat a flower is because you are eating the seeds of that flower. That's what broccoli is the florets, the broccoli florette, that the broccoli flower, the heads, those are flowers. You can eat those. I wanted to clarify that. I know I've told you guys, only eat things with seeds in it. You can eat flowers, which is cauliflower and broccoli. But it's you have to cook them. So anyway, go with that. Now, going back to the Supreme Court case, they're trying to say that this black guy, who is a conservative, who Joe Biden ran through hell and back, and I do mean hell and back, that guy, he beat up all over him. My problem is that they're trying to blame the court's direction on him. But if you remember, the Chief Justice on the Supreme Court has been to Epstein's Island multiple times. Not my words, his, because his name's on the flight log. But this is where we go around and around and around, and we look at the wrong guys. Now, the Hispanic lady who tends to always vote absolutely liberal on every single thing and runs down the liberal line, especially when it came to abortion, where women lost the ability to medically defend themselves or get anything medically done without the permission of a man, according to her and all the ones who follow her. Remember, the Supreme Court is supposed to be bipartisan. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. It's supposed to be just people making decisions on the rule of the law. But yet they always divide the Supreme Court by who they think appointed the individual and then says, oh, this is conservative justice. Oh, this is a liberal justice. And that's how they're qualified. Now, on the immunity today, on the immunity that came out today, the unity that came out today was amazing that bothered to happen that way. But it simply states that these states cannot go out there and just do this according to their own rules and according to the federal laws. Now, do I believe we need federal laws? No. Sorry. Do I believe we need national security and immigration control? Yes. Look it up. That's the Constitution. That's it. So one of the pundits came out today and I didn't know the Supreme Court thing was coming out, and I just wanted to see if the House or the Senate was in. I thought they had left last week, but sometimes they'll do a little extra. Sometimes they'll have a couple little things and they'll have a committee hearing. They'll have something else they want to do. And, so I was like, okay, let me watch. So I got on the C-SPAN, and there was some liberal puke event going on. And by the way, guys, C-SPAN, you pay for. You pay for the production. You pay for the employees. You pay for the all the cameras. All that. That is your tax dollar. C-SPAN belongs to you. It's paid for by you. Like NPR is paid for by you. And these people are doing everything they can to destroy America, and we're paying for them to say it. Nobody's paying me. I mean, I got a few good donors. You know, John Kennedy's always in there giving every month, doing a great job. I get a few donors, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not getting NPR donors money, because NPR gets a truckload of money from the federal government, but there's a lot of people that donate to them. Just donate to them. If you ever listen to their programming, it is mind-numbing. But anyway, I digress. I go back to C-SPAN 1. C-SPAN 1 has this thing up there, and they're up there going, well, you know, when I get tired of fighting, I just sit back and think about how horrible a man Trump is. This lady was a writer, a journalist. And then the other lady gets up there, and it's just like, yeah, but you know, the Christian, the Zionists, the Christian national, they're the ones that are taking our country down a place, and these preachers are not putting them in their place. The preachers need to put their congregations in their place so they know that they cannot be QAnons, because QAnon is not Christian. I'm paraphrasing because the ridiculousness, it was the amount of words that they use. They use all the extra words. They use all the descriptors. They get the thesaurus out. They get the synonyms and the minimin, the ninanist, and the ists. Everything is an ist or an ism. Socialism. Oh, you know, they're always saying, the Republicans, that socialism is running our country, and they just don't know what they're talking about. So again, we listen to these people go on and on about these things. And I listened to this woman talk, and it was just distracting as all get out to listen. And I was like, you're not saying anything. You didn't say anything. But I do like this. I do like this, where they say, oh, by the way, well, you know, Joe, he just deserves a second term. Joe deserves a second term. Are you talking about Uncle Barry needs a second term? Because let me ask you a question. Uncle Barry can run again. You know that, right? He gets three terms. As long as you could do two back-to-back and you have to skip. So you have to skip in there somewhere. But you can do three terms. Three terms. And that's okay. But if they didn't think Uncle Barry was going to win, why didn't they run him? I mean, if they think he can win, run the guy. Or is he already he's already managing Joe? And then the curiosity went back to the backside. They're like, well, you know, Joe is just so responsive, and he's so good in his private meetings and everything he does with his cabinet. It's amazing to see all the articulation and the things he's able to do. Their words, not mine. I didn't make it up. I'm not making fun of them. This is what they said. So anyway, but my problem was this was a conference of some type where they had these people on this panel, and they were up there talking about religion and how you as Christians are so unchristian to not support Joe. That to support a man like Trump, who's obviously a sinner, obviously a man who does not respect others, makes you not Christian. You're unchristian. You should be more Christian-like. So when I hear this breathy talk, but then there was another part. I went over and I was listening to, I kept flipping around. Because I was waiting. First of all, I was waiting on Trump, which I never got to see because he came out way too late. He was supposed to come out at noon Central Time to speak about the Supreme Court's decision. And then it was 40 after and 50 after, and it was an hour later. And I just had other things to do. So I kept flipping around, you know, I turned the TV off because I just couldn't handle what I was hearing. It was like so mind-numbing. And Fox, I will tell you right now, guys, Fox is absolutely left-leaning. They are the best at dropping little dimes against you and against what they think is necessary. Especially some of the daytime folks. Brett Baer, Neil Cavuto, they are absolute trash. And then that chick that's on, Martha McCallum. Is it Martha McCallum? Yeah, Martha McCallum. She's dirt too. Anyway. But here's where it gets real interesting. And I know I took 30 minutes to get to this point, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is where things get interesting. The one lady on the panel, she said the quiet part out loud. And I was like, what did you say? Like, what? She said the quiet part out loud. She said, it doesn't matter what the delegates say. We have Kamala, who is the vice president, and she'll fix it. Did you guys hear that? You remember January 6th about, I don't know, 3 years ago? You remember that whole thing? Right? Is it 4 years ago or 3 years ago? No, it's 3 years ago. Don't worry about the delegates. Don't worry about the Electoral College. Because we have Kamala, and she'll fix it. You remember when we all thought, and I remember talking to gentlemen in the coffee shop, I remember going up to them, and I very explicitly said, hey, January 6th, Mike Pence is going to do the right thing. He's going to send all the delegates back to the states, and then the states will have to re-vote. The House of Representatives on each state has to vote which way they want their delegates to go, and we control 40-some states, which means that we're going to win, hands down. I was saying that in December. I said, guys, just hold on. We got it. They're going to send in duplicate ballots. There's already challenges. It's not a problem. The bureaucracy is so big, and it is so out of control in D.C. that I don't think even if Jesus was on the ballot that he could win against whoever they've selected. If there was a Jesus that walked up and said, I'm God's son, I've come down here to run the country because I think I can do a better job than what you're doing, put me on the ballot, he wouldn't win. You're not Jewish enough. You're not Muslim enough. You're not Christian enough. You're just a savior. What do you count? The bureaucracy and the people that live in D.C. are in such a fishbowl unto themselves. They sit around and they got their heads up each other's butts so far, they're just waiting for the next fart to come whistling by their nose so they can get a, oh, yeah, what was that? Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. This is what we're up against. We're up against a swamp that is, we call it a swamp. It's a sexy name for something. But in reality, we are absolutely up against some of the most vile people because they don't understand the reality of what it takes to put that filet mignon on their plate, what it takes to get that lobster to their plate, what it takes for them to get their prawns or their shrimp on their little shrimp cocktail, or where they get their organic leafy lettuce that's killing them, and they can't understand why they can't lose weight. When I listen to these people who live in this town called D.C., and they live in this little bubble, and they may live over in Virginia because they want to get away, you know. Oh, I live over in Virginia. I live over in Maryland. That way, I'm not part of the D.C. crowd. Right. By the way, guys, there is no more of a messed up freeway system, logistics system, road system than D.C. I have traveled all over this country. I've been in a couple other countries in the world, England and France. And I will tell you, it is breathtaking how stupid the roads are in D.C. I mean, absolutely breathtaking. If they need something changed, they don't take out the road. They put another road next to it and then make the change. And they leave the old road there. And then they have another road and they have another road. And they have roads stacked up on. You could go into some. Here's the sad part of this. When you go in with your car, your navigation, even when it's telling you take the next left, to where? There's not a next left. I'm on the wrong road already. I thought I was on this road. I didn't realize I had to veer to get off of this road to get over to there to take this loop. Then that takes me. And where I need to be is right there. And I'm on this road and I can't get to there because, oh, wait, that exit's 5 miles ago. Oh, yeah, they don't have exits all the roads. You get on the freeway and parts of that, and you just can't get off. But that's D.C. That's these people making decisions for your daily lives. And they believe in this little world that they're in, that they are just a part of the solution. How about the spaghetti bowl around the Virginia side of the Beltway? What a massive cluster. Oh, John Kennedy, you're absolutely correct. It is breathtaking how horrible it really is. And I don't know why people move there. They're like, oh, you know. Wolf 336, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I didn't see your comments till over here on the chat. Let me log back in over here. It's good to see you on D Live. He says they said they got rid of the Zeppelins because it's too easy to reach the firmament. The other lands they are hiding from us can't have that right. Well, thank you, Wolf, for bringing that in on D Live. I apologize, I didn't read your comments earlier. And he was referring to the Zeppelins and stuff we have. But going back, the D.C. swamp, the D.C. junk, it is literally, nobody's in there straightening the curves and flattening the hills. And the amount of gentrification that's going on, where I'm watching brand new multi-$100 million buildings go right next to a two-story brownstone and making it look like it's an absolute turd. I mean, again, D.C. is the example of everything that they tell you rule America. You rule America. Hey, you're the problem, not us. We don't do gentrification. We all, we purify everything, and we're just so pure as the driven snow, man. We're just awesome. Woo-hoo! No yellow snow here for us. But yet here we are having this conversation about a bunch of people who don't even realize that the things they talk about, they can't even do in their own backyard. Because they live in a little white building with a big dome and some boxes next to it. By the way, guys, we didn't build those buildings. I'm a builder. I've had a general contractor's license since 1999. I have done some amazing projects, and anything that you guys want to tell me about, oh, yeah, we quarried that stone, and we brought it in with horse and buggy and a steam locomotive. Show me the steam locomotive hauling the stones that went into the columns for the Supreme Court building. Show me the stones that went into the 8-story underground building underneath the Lincoln Monument. See, the factual part of it is I don't know, and I have to look at it. It scares me a little bit to think about this, but the Planet of the Apes, are we the apes? Are we the dummies that took over and put our own stuff on everything? There's a lot of stuff that we have lied about and we continue to lie about, and we can't be honest with each other about it. Why? Why can't we be honest about it? Why can't we just come out and say, hey, guys, we weren't the first ones here. You know, hey, let's get it right. Let's do better. Let's be the better people. Why can't we just talk about that openly? I will agree with the mud floods. I will agree that we had a cataclysmic flood. But I do not believe that the fact that we built any of those buildings. Go to Nashville, downtown Nashville, and tour the Parthenon. Spend the $20 paying them to go into their worship center, by the way. Look it up. You're paying $20 to tour a worship center. It is real. You are paying for somebody else's church. Just understand, but go look at it. Go look at the 20-foot 4-inch deep copper doors. These are copper doors. The brass locking mechanism on all of the doors aren't there to, like, latch it shut like you had a barn door where you kind of keep the animals in. I'm talking about the door locks are sophisticated, elaborate, expensive. I couldn't even imagine trying to source the stone that goes into the Tennessee Parthenon, but I will tell you right now, I don't know where they got the stone from. Because supposedly in the whole thing about the... Anyway, I digress. What am I doing here? I got to get back to the election. So it's a mess. My problem is that when we start looking around and we start asking ourselves questions, how is it, why is it they want to steal elections? Why do they want to stay in party? Why do they want to keep us in the dark? Because they don't know what else to... they don't know what the truth is themselves. And all they know is what they want. All they know is where they are in their heart. And they know what they have to have the way they have to have it. And that's it. Bye. Guys, they don't care. They don't care about you. They only care about themselves. And that's where this show, I know that it doesn't bid well where I'm not giving you the, we're going to go to Iraq. You know, I'm saying, guys, we got to be better. We have to be so honest that our honesty spills over and then their dishonesty shows even brighter. But we can't have honest conversations about stuff. We can't have these conversations because why? Why can't we have them? Because if I talk about it on the air, if I talk about it on any of these different platforms, I'm going to get fact-checked. I can't believe fact-checking is still a thing. I can't believe we still allow that to happen to us. But yet, here we are. And the amount of abuse that we've had to take from the fact-checkers is absolutely breathtaking. It is absolutely breathtaking that what we've had to put up because they are so afraid of us having our power. This is how powerful you are, guys, that they are going to do the Supreme Court thing. They're going to do rioting. They're going to do BLM again, Black Lives Matter, because, well, you know, we got to recycle that crap. But if we, here's how we fight it. Here's how we fight it. I can give you a list of everything that's coming. But you know how we keep it from happening? By talking about BLM coming back, about Antifa coming back. Do you notice when we started talking about them a lot and saying, hey, you guys are a bunch of weirdos and fake and you got $84 billion out of the American public and yet did nothing with it? $84 billion Black Lives Matter received and was deposited into Silicon Valley Bank. Look it up. The reason that they're going to go this hard, the reason that they're this freaked out is because this is how powerful you are. You are so powerful and so amazing that it terrifies them that you guys might just not need them. They need you so bad. They are so insecure in their little ego-driven minds. They need you to worship them. They need you to bend the knee. They need you to give them popularity. They need you to speak bad about them. Hillary Clinton loves it when you're angry. That's where they get their power from. That's what they live for, is you living in fear. But when you know your power, when you understand that you don't need them anymore, you can live a parallel economy that doesn't have anything to do with them. When you can live that life and live it without any fear, you just live it. You just do it. They have nothing left. John Kennedy, the thought is that it becomes very clear, very clearly obvious that President Trump has won all 50 states primaries and caucuses, the Democrats and whoever else in the deep state will cancel the election November to unconstitutionally and once again deliberately stop him from winning. Well, this is where we have to
we have to ramp up the war in Ukraine to make it a nuclear war, so then we have a wartime president. It will end badly for the perpetrators. We caught them all, President Trump. Absolutely.
So as we go through all this, think about how you get to be amazing and what your how you being amazing. Remember the statement I make here often. I say this, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. Okay? Simple. But what if you really do that? What if you really do the 10% I talk about at the end of the show, the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, you know that one? What about if you actually started living that, maybe about 1% or maybe 2% of your time? That you stop and you do those things and you pick up that trash and you do those things and you keep doing those things and you keep doing those things and you mow that little extra piece of property or you clip up a tree or you plant a tree for every year you're alive or you go out and you do all these amazing, amazing things. Then you don't need them. You plant your own trees, you clean your own streets, you manage your own life, and you live free, which means you provide for your own safety, you provide for your own well-being, and that's it. It's as simple as that. You don't have to go any further than yourself for the answer. It is very, very simply you. You have been the answer. You have been the reason that all these people are so upset. The reason that they hate Trump so bad is because he happens to be showing you a way. And he knows. Here's the thing. He knows that you guys win. That's why he wants to be on your side. Because it puts him in a place where he gets to be on the right side of history. Trump's not a dummy, guys. If you put a project looking glass and you look around and you see these things, you realize that you are always going to win. Because you are good people. Because you do have your heart in the right place. Because you have been working hard for yourself. Making sure to keep yourself out of harm's way. You're getting your heart in the right place every day. This is where we make those changes. This is where we make ourselves our own parallel economy. Now, will there always be people out there saying, well, I can do it better if you just put me in charge. If you just put me in charge, I'll make your life so safe and everything will be free and you'll love me. Ooh, love me, love me, love me. Come to me, come to me. If these people that were in this panel that I was watching this morning really believed in Christianity and believed in the rule of law or believed that in the teachings of Christ or anything like this, don't you think that they would actually be trying to do more for the world around them instead of trying to tell you how stupid you are for voting for a person they don't like? You're stupid for voting for a person they don't like. You're the problem. You're the idiot. You've been the problem all along. If you would just listen to me, I will tell you how to think, and you won't have to think at all. You can just go through your life, not having to worry about a thing. See, this is where we continue to find ourselves over and over again in the wrong side of things, because we do look to leaders. But a servant leader is completely different. A constitutional republic is completely different. The reason I talk about these things over and over again, you keep hearing me push in the words constitutional republic, public servant, is because that is the truth. And if I don't tell you the truth, they're going to kill you. Oh, they won't kill you with a gun to your head. They won't kill you with a rope around your neck. But they'll do it through glyphosates. They'll do it through their chemtrails. They'll do it with their direct energy weapons. They'll do it with social programming. They'll keep your body at such dis-ease that your body will wear out and way before its time.
you don't have to be a part of that. You could create the world that you want just by actually saying not today and moving on. And I've had to go back and a lot of the things that I've had to rewrite my own mental history, guys, it's tough. It is tough because that means that I had to admit that I was wrong, and I'm wrong daily. I'm going back through and rehashing and wanting to make sure that I think about these different things. And when I heard this individual today talk about how Kamala is going to make sure and do the right thing on January 6th and protect us from Donald Trump. That was it. But here's how we do this, guys. We talk about Donald Trump cannot be stopped by Kamala Harris, even though she wants to stop the delegate ballots from being counted. She can actually do it, guys. She can literally stand up there and only certify what she wants to certify. That's part of her descript. That's what she gets to do, guys. This is going to get bad. Unless you start calling it out now. Start calling it out now. Start saying, I'm not going to let Kamala Harris win the presidency by taking it away from me. I'm not going to let her decide for America who's going to be president. I'm not going to let her get in the way of the constitutional republic that I believe in. Because I'm going to say it over and over and over and over and over again. John Kennedy says, freedom is feared by those who are afraid of having self-reliance. Absolutely, John. That's absolutely correct. But if we don't start thinking inside of our own heart how we want this to really look like, if we just keep saying, I want it different. If that's what you say, that's just you complaining. Well, the universe is going to give you something different. I hope it's what you liked, because here it comes. I want a constitutional republic. I know the federal government and the city government and the state government, the county government and the state government, they're all limited by the Constitution. They have less constitutional rights than I have. I'm saying that out loud because it's reality. And when I say it out loud, it becomes powerful. These people have gone out of their way to do a lot of work to get to this point, and they do not want to lose this to some stupid people like you. You guys are Christian nationalists. We talked about this last week. I looked it up in the dictionary, remember? This is a very, very pivotal point for a lot of us. And I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about the election in November, or the election, 18 months ago, or the one 4 years, 3.5 years ago, whatever. No. I'm talking about just for you. Today is the day where you actually get to be different and you get to be better every single day, and you get to create a path for yourself that has nothing to do with you asking permission of some far away dictator. You do you. But that also means you have to have personal responsibility for that. And that's okay. But again, we can't have this conversation unless you start talking about it yourself. Unless you start repeating that I am my power, I am the government, I have more constitutional rights than any public servant of mine. Kamala Harris can't decide an election at the federal level. And I will not stand for the steal. I will not put up with these things. I will not go down this road with you. This is where you have to be, you have to think of things differently and say, okay, how do I get to a point where these people don't matter? And there's a lot of things going on out there. There's a lot of things that you should be getting excited about. I think it's great. We do have the court cases that are showing that the 2020 election was stolen, that there was a lot of criminal activity. There are people going to jail for tampering with the election, and they're all Democrats, guys. But if you don't have the stomach to stand up and take, and make them accountable, then how will you ever see the difference? You have to hold them accountable. You have to be willing to say it. Hey, Marcia Enderton, good to see you. Where is the Christian Nationalist Church? I've looked, can't even find one. Well, Marcia, you're obviously the problem. So that's that, because you Christian nationalists always act like you guys don't exist, and I'm just kidding you.
Well, that's the crazy part of this, right? That's the crazy part of it. So that I can sit here and point out to you over and over again that there are things that you need to be aware of. That they're calling you guys Christian nationalists, and this is like another derogatory term. Like heterosexual white male is the most repressed group on American soil. Heterosexual white males are the most repressed in America. There are no handouts. In fact, there's takeaways if you're a white male. Heterosexual, yeah, you might as well just, just pay twice as much for everything. Deal with twice as much bureaucracy. Nobody's going to help you. No one's going to help you get the loan. No one's just going to give you money. No one's going to give you special parking. I don't park in the disabled vets parking at any facility because I believe that there are other vets that probably need it more than I do. But there are people out there taking credit for America and its success, and yet they have yet to draw one public dollar. All they've done is lived off the government their entire life. They've never gone out to the private sector and got a job. But they'll tell you how you're wrong and America screwed up, and yet they live off the government teat. Why? Because the government's trained them to do that. And that's the only thing they know. Why would I cut off my money supply? Why would I have to go out and bother to take care of myself and be wrong? Why would I bother to go outside of my own four walls when the checks are just delivered right to my checking account and all I got to do is sit around and play PlayStation and not die? This is where we have to stop falling for the traps and the wordplay. Terrence Williams, good. Thank you so much for that. He says, good show. Appreciate it. Edward, what a motivational Monday, sir. Thank you for that. Oh, it's already time to go. So much food for thought and appropriate actions. Thank you so much. Guys, this is the world we live in, right? And I got a little long-winded here at the end, but you guys are the answer. So believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in me. I think we got this. I think the energies have changed. I think the winds have changed. But those that are on the other side are still going to tell you, you're a loser, you're a loser, you're a loser. That's how it goes. Because when you're never taught how to lose, you're a sore loser. And you're never taught how to win, you're a sore winner. This is how that works. And so we got to be better than the other side. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. Remember to go to My Daily Naturals for your vitamins. Go to Q Streaming. I got my Q Streaming stuff. If you guys want to be on the Jim Price Show chat, the Jim Price Show chat on Facebook or on Telegram, let me know. It's the Jim Price Show chat, the Jim Price Show chat on Facebook or on Telegram. If you need to message me, I'll get you on those chats. But guys, go over there and look at those. My Q Streaming is out there as well. You can replace your cable company, get all the movie channels, all the sports channels free, all the sports packages for free, and all the movies as well. So guys, go take a look at that. And if you guys have any questions or comments, get a hold of me. I still have my mushroom supplements I'm doing here, private labeling them. I have not been shipping them out to anybody, lately I have not been shipping them out to anybody, but I am selling them. If you'd like those mushroom supplements, I take them quite often, every day, sometimes twice a day. I love them. I really do feel a difference in me. I am telling you, you're more bioidentical to a mushroom than you are to an ape. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, and do not give in. We will win, I promise. I'll make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. And we stand with all patriots, right? Individual freedoms and individual liberties. Bingo. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.